My name is Ray Souza, and I was thinking about the idea of taking people to the Brazilian steakhouse, and who was reading the Bible throughout the year. We just didn't know that so many people would stick to the challenge. So I just told Rachel, honey, we are moving to Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, December 25. So, you know, I don't want to be in jail for not paying the bill at the Brazilian steakhouse. So why do you have to be so spiritual? you know, it's always a privilege to be sharing God's word with my brothers and sisters, and we thank our good friend and Drew for in and out on Sundays to be sharing God's word with us, and Kyle a couple weeks ago bless us with such a great message on a topic that it is so important. And I love this time of the year. I don't know about you, but Christmas is really like a special time of the year. This year, because we had to travel, I think it was record time. We put the Christmas tree like before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Some of you are like, are you one of those? Not really, but because we were traveling, we decided to do so. But I love the Christmas season. I love the Advent season. There is so much joy, and we'll see that in the message today as well. So let's just pray and ask God to speak to us through His word, and let's believe that He will do so. So, Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity you give us on weekends to be together, to be of encouragement to one another. Father, to eat together, to talk together, to share burdens together, to cry together, to laugh together, to play together. Thank you, Lord, for the life that you have given us in Jesus Christ. And what a difference that makes. We are not alone. We have one another. We have the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and that makes a big, big difference in our lives. And thank you for this community of faith, Good News Church. And Father, we pray your blessing in the many community of faith that it's meeting this morning, all throughout our neighborhood, our city, our state, our country, and the world. Thank you, Lord, that many have believed in Jesus Christ, and they are doing the best to follow him daily and believe his promises, and believe that there is way more to this life, but there is a eternal life as well, Lord, that it's a promise that you have given us. So thank you for that. And Father, right now we ask, you know, each one of us, you know how we came through these doors here today. And Father, we believe that you are here with us. And we believe that we are not here just for religious purpose, just for checking a box of being nice and religious. But Father, one of the reasons that we come is because we still believe that you are a loving God, and we have a loving Savior, and He has a purpose for our lives. And he is speaking to us through his word. So today we ask you that you would speak to us. As we open up your word, we ask the Holy Spirit of the living God that he would breathe a fresh understanding and a fresh anointing of your word in each one of us, that we can walk out of here today with the conviction that you were here and that you spoke to us. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer, and we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. So as Drew said, we are starting this new series called Light in the Darkness. And to open up this series, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, talks about like the beginning of Jesus' preaching ministry. And of course, you know, the beginning of him preaching in human form, in flesh and bone, because we do know that Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity, he has been preaching, you know, throughout the ages. We know that he is the Word that now became flesh, and he dwells among us. Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel, he is with us. But, you know, he came as a baby, and he fulfilled the promises that was said about him. And it came to an age that Jesus started like proclaiming God's word, proclaiming the gospel, preaching the gospel. And Matthew 4, 12 to 17 talks about this. And it's really amazing to figure out, to discover the topic that Jesus started preaching when he started his preaching ministry. And if we read here, starting verse 12, it says this: when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah: land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And this is a beautiful prophecy that comes from Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, verse 1, it talks about exactly this. It says, nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. I mean, just this little verse here, it's great, isn't it? Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like a warrior's dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of the slave of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warriors and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. For a child, verse 6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. I mean, what a great, great portion of scripture. We know that, you know, part of this prophecy has been completely fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, in the baby, in the person that came in the form of a baby and grew up to be our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also know that, you know, many of this prophecy, there will be a fulfillment for this prophecy in the future as well, especially, you know, when it comes about like him governing with peace that has never, there'll never be an end, and ruling with fairness and justice. And then we have the promise that it is the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies that will make this happen. And to that we say, amen, amen, and amen, right? But, you know, this morning, every year we go back to this portion of scripture. Every year we are reminded, you know, again and again. And that's the reason why I love, you know, the season of Christmas. That's why I love, you know, this Advent season, because it's when we are reminded of this great truth that we have as a Christian. Truth that we hold very tight to it. Truth, I was talking to Drew, you know, and we were just exchanging how excited we are about Christmas and the season of Christmas as it pertained to, you know, the body of Christ, the church. And the reason why, it's because we were forever changed by the gift that we have in the person of Jesus Christ. Forever changed. I would not be here if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be here. I would be probably doing my own thing, you know, somewhere, I don't know where. But because of Jesus, I got a new life. I got a new beginning. And the thing that marvelous me about this portion of scripture, Matthew says that when Jesus began to preach, he has this declaration to make. And the declaration was that the people who walk in darkness have seen great light. And back on that time, I'm telling you, you know, the people of God, you know, the nation of Israel, they were walking in big time darkness. But there was a promise. And we know that that promise was fulfilled in the person of Jesus, and it will continue to be fulfilled in the future. You know, the people that was walking darkness, they saw an amazing light. They saw an amazing provision that came through the Savior, Jesus Christ. I love John 8:12. It says that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, and he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I don't know about you today, but you know, if you have received Jesus as your personal Savior, you have the light of life in you. And that is a big thing. That is a big deal. That should put like a smile in our face. That should give us a reason to wake up every morning, because we have the Son of God, Jesus Christ, living inside of us. We have the light of life. And even though we go through darkness in this world, we can have hope. We can have expectation. I love John 12:46. Jesus said, you know, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. And this should, once again, make us so very excited as believers. But even for the unbelievers, right? This truth should make them excited as well. Do you know why? Because they know what darkness is. They experience darkness. We all do. Actually, you know, God's word, it's clear about the fact that me and you, we were born in darkness. Because of sin, original sin, we were all born in darkness. We're all born in ignorance. We were all born separated from God. That's human race, period. And that's why it makes so much sense that we needed a savior. We needed someone to come and to bring light into our darkness. And that's why Jesus came. And that's why when he started preaching, you know, his first message had to do with, like, you know what? The people that was born in darkness, they will see a great light. And that light was in himself, Jesus, our Savior. And that is really amazing, amazing, and amazing. When we read, you know, again and again every Christmas season that a child was born to us, a child was given to us. I grew up Catholic, and I had a concept about the child, right? And but as I got to know Jesus in a personal way, you know, the concept of that child that was born grew to be like way so much bigger than the little baby under the manger. But that little baby became my Savior. That little baby became the person that gave his life so I could be illuminated, that my black heart of sin could have changed to a new heart. And that made it so special for me. And that makes it so special for us that he is a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God. He is an everlasting Father. He is a Prince of Peace. One day the government will completely rest on his shoulder. One day he will rule the whole world with justice. And we believe that, just like we believe today, you know, that if we believe in him, he will give us a new life. He will save us. He will clean us from our sin. He will shine light into our darkness. And, you know, once again, what makes this message so relevant, this message that Jesus came preaching when he started his preaching ministry, it's because, you know, darkness, it's a reality that we know really well. We actually live in a dark world. If you don't believe me, just turn on the TV and you will see how dark, you know, unfortunately, things are, right? But we also experience that in seasons of our lives. I understand, as Tom was sharing today, you know, that this season of the year can be very tough for some people. And as he said, you know, it could be like financial strain. It could be like family conflict. It could be like disappointment. It could be like grief from loss. It could be like loneliness. It could be like depression. And I totally get it. But that's why we have a reason to celebrate. That's why we talk about the child that was given to us. The child that was born to us. Because in him, we have light. In him, we have hope. And I believe maybe that's why God is giving us, you know, this series, Light in Darkness, during this time. Maybe because he knows what's going on in our lives. Maybe because he knows what we are dealing through. Or people around us, people close to us. And he's like, you know, I wanted to talk about this Christmas pretty much the same time that I direct my church to talk about every Christmas. I am the light of the world. I came so that your life could be transformed once and for all. And there is a provision of light in our darkness. There is a provision of light for our darkness. There is a provision of light in Christ, despite the darkness that we are in. There is a verse in Job, Job chapter 30, verse 26, that says this. Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. Anybody being there? Anybody that could identify with that? We all can, right? Maybe some of us right now, you are kind of like feeling like Job. You know, man, I'm dealing with something, you know, and I'm dealing with that for a while now. Psalms 22, you know, verse 1, the psalmist says, you know, God, and I think I'm reading from the Message Bible, God, God, my God, why did you dump me miles from nowhere? Dumped up with pain, I call to God all day long, no answer, nothing. I keep at it all night, tossing and turning. And once again, this is the reality of life here on this side of heaven. Any like, you know, tossing and turning during the night, been there, done that. Any like, you know, lack of sleep, sometimes, right? Because life can be tough. But that's why we have Christmas. To be reminded that there is a provision of life from our saviors. Yes, you know, darkness, it is real. Going into darkness, it is a real thing. But I love the fact that even when we open up scripture, that God, you know, he didn't like take away or hide it from us the experience that people had with darkness. I love the fact that God, you know, he did not, you know, sugarcoat the whole Bible, but it is this raw book that tells us the truth about people. And I love that because I don't know about you, I am a people too. We are people that go through the same type of stuff that people went through in the Bible, and we can open up and we can identify with people. We can identify. But we can also not only identify with the darkness that they are in, but we can identify with the provision of life, of light that it is there for each one of us. So I really believe with all my heart that Christmas, it's all about Jesus bringing light into our darkness. And it's about an opportunity that me and you and have, just like Tom said, you know, if you see someone, you know, some way, somehow, give them a hug, a smile. You know, if you have an opportunity, tell them about this good news that we have. You know, there is a reason that we have joy. There is a reason that we have expectation, that we have hope. And it's not because everything is all right in our lives. It's not because our financial situation is perfect. No. It's because we have a person who is with us, and he is giving us hope. He is giving us perspective. He is helping us in the darkness of the night that we go through. His name is Jesus. Can I tell you about Jesus? His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Can I talk to you a little bit about Emmanuel, God with us? I love 2 Samuel 22:29. It says this, O Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord light up my darkness. Hey, let me tell you here this morning. I don't know what type of darkness, how thick it is that you're in, but there is a promise for you this morning today. The Lord, He can, and He has so many times, and He will light up your darkness, whatever that is. That's a promise. That's good news for us today. I love Psalms 18:28. It says this, "My God, your God, He turns my darkness into light." Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Once again, many of us, we wouldn't be here to count, to share this story, if it wasn't for God turning our darkness into light. And for that, we are so thankful. We are thankful in Psalms 23:4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkness valley, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." Promise from God. So it's always important for us to remember that it is in the darkest night that the light shines brighter, isn't it? Have you been out there, you know, and when I go visit my mom and dad, sometimes we go visit my dad's family who lives in the interior parts of Brazil, and in places where, many places there is no light. And I remember growing up as a kid, and I remember us going from one house to another, and there was no lights illuminating, you know, the streets. And we had to walk home, and I, you know, as a little kid, I'm like, "Dad, how are we going to go home? You know, there's it's dark out there. There's no light." But actually, as you step into that darkness, light was there to illuminate the darkness. The stars was there. The moon was there. And as you, you know, marched in courageously into that darkness, you would be guided by the amazing light of the world. And we always got to our destination, even in the dark, right? Because there is light. And it's the same thing when it comes to our lives. We will get to our destination because there will always be light with God, with Christ, our Savior. There's always be light. So, you know, today, I just want to remind each one of us. The year has 365 days, and there is a promise in the Bible, you know, 365 times that it says, "Do not be afraid." One promise for each day of the year, which is God telling us throughout the year, "Do not be afraid." Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Promises from the Lord for all of us. Promises of delivery for all of us. I don't know how many of you are doing this devotional here, but you know, day 5 and day 6 talk exactly about you know, light in darkness. And day 5 specifically, you know, David Tripp, he talked about this term, post tenebra lux, which is, you know, after darkness, light. And that's what it is with the good news of the gospel. Yes, we might go through darkness, but there is always a provision from God for us of light. And that's why it's so important for us to, you know, open up God's word, right? Because there is a provision there, you know, of light for us, of direction, of counsel for us. That's why it's important. And I'm telling you, if you know, I know that life is busy and, you know, seasons of life, there are things that maybe are calling for most of our time, but we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. Open up God's word, because God will speak to you through his word. If you don't believe, for example, you know, Psalms 119, 105, it says this, "By your words, I can see where I'm going." And sometimes, you know, the lack of God's word in our lives make things a little more challenging and difficult. If you wonder sometimes, you know, why I'm not like, you know, seeing where I'm going, I'm kind of like lost. Maybe it could be because, you know, you are in a diet that it's lacking God's word. It's lacking the provision of light, the provision of direction, the provision of wise counsel that comes from the Lord. Open up God's word and you will be able to see where you are going. You know, his word is going to throw a beam of light on my dark path. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. What a promise. So open up God's word and humble yourself before God and say, "God, you know, I'm not doing this religiously, but if you have anything to say to me, speak to me." And God does. He speaks to us from his word, and it's a blessing. And just to finish here today, Ephesians 5:9, it says that for the fruit of the light, which is Jesus in us, consist in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Wow, what a beautiful fruit. What a beautiful fruit to be produced in your life, in my life. The fruit of life. Goodness, truth, righteousness. Something that can light up this world that we are in, right? With our lives, with the reflection of Jesus in us. And then to end this message here this morning, 1 John 2:8, it says this, "Yet I am writing a new commandment. It is truth. It is true. It's truth. It's seeing in him, but it's also seeing in you." And what is this truth? "Because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining." Darkness is passing and true light is already shining. And that is the good news of the gospel. That is why we have a reason to celebrate. And if you are here today and you know, maybe God, it's just, you know, speaking to you through his small voice, and he wants to bring encouragement, and he wants to bring like hope into your life, and he wants to, you know, shine that beam so you can be directed. Just be open to him. Just be open to his word. Just be open to the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside of each one of us who believe. And ask the Holy Spirit, "Guide me, direct me, give me wisdom. I pray for so-and-so. I pray for my family. I pray for myself." Don't do life on your own. Don't leave God in the back seat of your life. Invite him to come to the front seat. And if you will, and be courageous enough, invite him to even take the wheel. And I'm telling you, you will not regret. You will not regret forgiving Jesus Christ the will of your life. I'm here to tell you. I look back in my life, and there is no regret for saying, Jesus, take the wheel. There is no regret. I'm going in a much better direction than I was, and I know it, and you know it, and we know it, right? We are much better with him. Thank God that the people that were in darkness, all of us, have seen great, great light in the person of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is very, very good news for us to, you know, celebrate Christmas 2025 like never before. Like never before. We have a reason to celebrate. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so, so very much. We thank you for the child that was born to us. We thank you for the gift that we have in Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We thank you for turning into light the darkness that we were born in. But also, Lord, to turn into light the darkness that sometimes we are experiencing the presence of our life or will experience in the near future. Thank you for the promises that we have in you, that you will shine a light into our darkness. That darkness, it's not the end for the child of God. That you have overcome darkness. That one day, Lord, you will show the whole world that you are the light of the world. So, Father, as little kids, we present ourselves to you. And sometimes we confess that we thought we knew better than you. We thought you had forgotten us. We thought you had forsaken us. We thought this thing of Christianity is just another silly beliefs that people have. But Father, we thank you because you are so real. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will remain forever. Thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift that we have in Jesus. If you are here this morning and you never received Jesus into your life as your Savior, you can make that turning point. You can open up your heart and you can say, Jesus, I believe you. I need you. Thank you for coming and being a sacrifice in my place. And I believe you. And I open up my heart to you. Be my Savior. Bring that light into my darkness. I want to follow you, Jesus. If you pray a simple prayer like that, your life can be transformed even today, not because of you, but because of what Jesus Christ did for you in the cross of Calvary. And if you pray the simple prayer, he has come into your heart to live. He has made you a new creation in Christ Jesus. He has given you a new beginning, a new start, and you have all his promises, including the one of do not fear for each day of the year for the rest of your life. Thank you, Jesus, for being Emmanuel and for being with us. In your name, we thank you and we praise you.